obviously, it's good to be at home and have got back on a winning track. Thought our guys prepared well in practice the last couple of days, and it showed in the beginning of the game. We had really good energy, and I was proud of how we competed because we had some adversity with foul trouble, and our bench came in and was pretty solid for us. You know, it's good to see them having fun, you know, because playing on the road against some really good opponents the last couple of games, we've kind of played back on our heels a little bit. And I was glad we were the aggressors. LSU's really young, and that's how we looked a little bit the last couple of games. And I don't like that look for me, and I don't really like the look for anybody, but we'll take the win.
Coach, I know you can look at the stats, but overall, do you feel like that was the best all-around game for Chris so far this season?
Oh, that's no question. It's the best all-around game, but I really thought DJ did a really good job helping him and made the extra pass and took some pressure off of him. But Chris, I've said it, you know, the last couple of weeks, he trains himself well, he prepares himself well, and he's done it for 2 years. He's a veteran. You know, he's one of our veterans. You know, when you look at it, he's a junior academically, and he plays like it.
Bill, did you have a sense that your team was about to do something like that? You know, maybe the frustration was building up and...
Well, I knew we would play better, you know. I knew we would play better. We went on the road and played well against South Carolina. I mean, you turn the ball 25 times, turn it over 25 times, and against a team that's picked in the upper half of your league, that's got senior guards, on the road, you're not going to win, you know. And but we played well offensively. Defensively, we were pretty good that game. We just had too many turnovers.
LSU has always been such kind of a long and winning athletic team. Did you ever think you'd have a team that had an 11-0 advantage in block shots
at
LSU?
I would say probably not. But our team, that's how we played big in our zone earlier in the year against UCLA when we played zone in Virginia Tech. And we went back, we made some corrections in it that we were playing it the wrong way, and we made some corrections, and our guys went out and executed it the right way.
Does that also speak to their aggressiveness as well?
Yeah, we were big, really big in the zone, and we attacked it. We got after loose balls. I thought Tony came in and defensively was a presence, you know. DJ was a presence defensively. When we get 6'10 and 6'8 playing big, whether it's zone or man, we've got a good defensive team.
Anything
else?
Did you have a feeling that Ronald
may
play as well as he did Louisiana kid?
He was excited, you know. And I'm always excited. You know, you're playing at a school you grew up seeing your whole life, and you know, he's a good player. I mean, he blocks shots. He brings a lot of energy for us, especially in the zone, because he protects the rim. He's pretty good. It makes us hard to score against.
So how confident is that this team, what you saw tonight, is more indicative of the team you have or that you're going to see moving forward?
I'm confident, but consistently confident. We'll see. You know, we got practice tomorrow, and we need to build off of this. We're going to play a Mississippi State team who is really talented and undefeated in conference play. Their guards are as good as any we've played all year. They're freshmen and sophomore, and they're a young team. This league is really young, you know. but it's talented, you know. And Mississippi State's a team. They played really well at Arkansas. You win at Arkansas, you got a pretty good team, no matter who you know how good Arkansas are, how bad they are. That's a tough place to get a win.
Hey, just if you'll go back and just talk about how big it was there. You got up to that big 16-point lead, and they cut it back to 5, but then you're able to, you know, come right back and increase that lead back to 16 before the half.
Well, our bench was really good because we tried to play DJ with 2 fouls, and I wasn't real happy with the call, but I looked forward to seeing it on film. But he picked up his 3rd, and I thought J.C. Hampton the second half. DJ was on the bench. I thought Robert played good. Tavario was really good. He blocked a couple of shots. He made his free throws. I mean, all those things we haven't consistently done.
Running horses during
the practice? No, we're not changing it. And so,
15 isn't where you want to be, but it's a step in the right direction.
I thought we had 14.
Last time, oh. Shot clock violation at the end.
Oh.
Technicality.
Yeah.
Sorry to be the bearer of that.
Yeah, that wasn't good. But no, we want to have 12 or less. That's our goal. We've done that for 5 years since I've been here. We need to get back to doing that. I thought we were ready by the last 2 days. We practiced that. You know, I thought in media yesterday, I was pretty confident that we would play well. And we did. You practice like you play. A couple of weeks earlier, I was complaining about how our guys weren't giving us good effort in practice. And we played like that, and hopefully we're growing and learning that you put in the work, good things are going to happen, because I think we got really good players that are good enough to win games in this league and do some good things. But we don't have a lot of room for error. You know, we have to be efficient. We made free throws. This is the best we shot free throws, I think, this year. And we shot 69%. What was it? No, 75%. That's for us. We gotta make free. We gotta do the little things.